BFBS,
the Forces Station.
This year is the 80th anniversary on Monday of liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau. Auschwitz-Birkenau was the largest and most devastating concentration camp, and it is the 80th anniversary this year. It is also the 30th anniversary of the genocide in Srebrenica in Bosnia. So the two anniversaries have coincided. This significance obviously is 80 years, but it's also the last sort of major anniversary where we are likely to have any witnesses to the Holocaust still able to give their testimony. So that makes it especially poignant. And the lessons that we learn from the Holocaust of the dangers of prejudice and the dangers of hate and where it can take us are just as relevant in today's challenging world as they have always been. These lessons are timeless. Genocide, of course, not all hate and prejudice leads to genocide, but genocide always starts with hate, with exclusion, and with prejudice. And what we saw in the Holocaust was the worst that we can do as mankind, as us. And this is us as the human society. And we have seen what we can do at our worst. So we all have a solemn responsibility to keep our hatred in check and keep our prejudice in check, because it can take us to places that we should never go.
How do you and your organisation strike that balance between recognising those horrors, particularly of the concentration camps, the Second World War, but also today and bringing hope and light into the situation, into the narrative?
We have immense amount of hope and positivity in our organisation and in our events. The subject matter, of course, is dark. It's horrific. But the approach to understanding and recognising it is heartwarming. Last night, I had the privilege of being at the Northern Ireland Holocaust commemoration. And there we saw several school groups who had done projects on the Holocaust, on survivors, and on the Bosnian genocide. And their message is of understanding, is of calling out prejudice, is of a better future. And our theme for this year is for a better future. So whilst the subject matter, of course, is very challenging, the approach to it is immensely positive, and how we can be better as a human race, and how we can be kinder, and how we can understand these dark subjects, but we're understanding them for the positive reasons to move forward and be nicer to each other and more tolerant.
And as you engage in communities around the UK, around the world, and thinking particularly of those younger generation, schools, colleges, universities, what's the reaction from them in terms of some of the messaging that you guys are wanting to communicate around today?
Very positive. We engage very much with schools, with youth groups, with faith groups. And whilst we provide a message, we also listen very closely so we can understand what future generations need to process and take on board. What, you know, for many, they look on as history. Even though it's very recent, times are changing. The number of people who will have the privilege to hear an Auschwitz survivor give testimony to their story is getting smaller and smaller. And in 10 years time, there may be nobody left to give first person testimony. So we devise programs every year. We release our resources normally around September, October for schools and for youth groups and for faith groups and for groups of no faith on how they can talk about, understand and commemorate the Holocaust in a positive is a difficult word in this context. We're talking about commemoration, but with positive learning outcomes. We also do programs that allow many people to engage. So on Monday evening, our national ceremony will be televised at 7 o'clock on BBC One. At 8 o'clock, we are having a national moment to light the darkness, and anyone can take part in this. We have major buildings up and down the country, from Edinburgh Castle to the London Eye, to the Houses of Parliament, to the Synod, lit up in our purple colours all over the UK. And many, many people will be taking the opportunity to safely light a candle in a window at 8 o'clock and be part of that moment. So things like this, where everyone can take part, and while it is a solemn moment, it's also one of those moments in life where one can reflect and take a moment and consider our own actions and our own commitment to be as good a people as we can be. And it's a wonderful, positive moment that I think everyone can relate to.
Why is it important for you as an individual and as working as Chief Operating Officer at HMD? What do you think of on that day?
I think of the solemn responsibility that we have working at HMD, and the honour to commemorate the tens of millions of innocent murdered men, women and children. And they were murdered for their faith, for their ethnicity, for their colour of skin, for their sexual preference, for their disability, and they were all innocent. And their legacy is our responsibility. And for me, that gives me enormous pride to be able to play a very, very small part in honouring them, and play a very small part in recognising the importance of the lessons we have to learn from those horrific situations.
BFBS, the Forces Station.